really just taking the time to think of like, what, you know, what is it that I want to do and what is it that I'm good at? And then applying that to the problem or applying that to the situation that you're in.
Hello, and welcome back to The Food Fix, the show where I talk to lots of different folks about innovative ways to better feed the world. I am your host, Anna Leonis. And when I'm not talking to cool, pioneering food people on the show, I'm a student. And one of my favorite things is hearing about what other students are doing to uplift their communities. So I thought I'd share something going on at Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan. Today I talked with Ryan Mungalebnon from Detroit Feedback Loop about how this nonprofit is working to turn food waste into food for the community.
Hello, my name is Ryan Mungalebnon, and I am the program director at Detroit Feedback Loop.
What is Detroit Feedback Loop?
So Detroit Feedback Loop is a student-run nonprofit organization founded by students who were at Wayne State University in Detroit. And the mission statement is we aim to bridge the gap between food waste and food insecurity in our community.
How did it come to be? You said it was student-started. Were you a part of that?
No, I wasn't there for the founding, but I was looped in the first year or so. And I'll give you the rundown. Our two founders, Nicholas Ng and Camila Cascardo, were having, I don't know what meal, but let's just say they were having lunch in the Wayne State cafeteria. And when we're done with, our food, the trays, you put your trays on a conveyor belt. And then, they observed, strikingly, how much food was being wasted in the cafeteria. And they thought, somebody should do something about this. So they reached out to the chef at the cafeteria and, about how we could, make this food not go to waste. And that was our first, we call them food drops, where they would pick up food from the Wayne State cafeteria and, drop it off at a local shelter or other kitchen.
What was the process of getting the cafeterias to comply with that?
A lot of times when we first work with an organization or something, they don't worry about the legal, can I give, or, what is the situation? They know that their food is being wasted. And a lot of times they'll just say, hey, please, can you take some food from us and, make sure it doesn't go to waste. And so, that was just an agreement between two students at the university and the head chef at the university.
And Detroit Feedback Loop was born. 2018 was the start of a beautiful friendship between founders Nicholas and Camila and the Wayne State cafeteria team. Long before I was the host of the show, I lived in a dorm on campus and I ate cafeteria food daily. And I remember thinking about this waste myself and discussing it with friends. Even so, I only acknowledged it, but these students actually did something. I applaud that initiative and I wish I had more of it back then. At the beginning, it was a weekly drop-off, but very quickly, the ease of this transaction allowed for the club to grow.
The organization grew a lot very quickly because it's just such a simple idea that is extremely impactful, because that's food that's not being wasted, not being sent to the landfills, and not only is it not being wasted, but it's going into, help solve food insecurity.
There's over 600,000 people living in Detroit. And the Detroit Food Policy Council reported that in 2020, 69% of the households were food insecure. This means they lack access to good quality, nourishing, affordable food. How did you engage the community? Like, how did you get more people to partner with you to give you food?
When I started, they already had a decently robust volunteer network, and it's at the university. So, group chats, Instagram pages are very strong things for building a sense of community within student volunteers. Like, the core of our original volunteering is something that you can do on your own. You can just drive somewhere and pick it up and drop it off. I've told people before, it's like now there is Grubhub, but we used to say, it's like Uber, but for volunteering. And so, that's where the group chats and stuff were powerful.
So the group chat was hype. The students were feeling it. When did this go beyond cafeteria food and move into the greater Detroit area?
There's a bakery in Detroit. Avalon Bakery is right next to Wayne State campus. And it was a student that just goes there all the time and said, hey, don't you think that I could do this and, bring the opportunity to us? And so then, we send an email to Avalon, and then on a weekly basis, now we're picking up from Avalon. Sometimes, people have reached out to us through our website or through the Instagram page, but as a very, student-focused grassroots organization, sometimes the connections are just like, hey, I had food here the other day. What can I do to help?
Do you have any big shiny numbers for me in the food fixers? Any tangible results from these drop-offs?
Since 2017, Detroit Feedback Loop has rescued and delivered over 70,000 pounds of food.
So, according to weightofstuff.com, that is equivalent to about 7 hippopotamuses, which in a grouping like that is called a bloat. Pretty impressive results. So, just like everybody else on this big sphere we happen to call home, the pandemic hit Detroit Feedback Loop hard. I mean, think about it. If it's student driven and all the students are quarantining and the stores are shut down, there's really not much to be done. So once things began opening up a bit, they considered creating an app to aid volunteer engagement and get help outside of the Wayne State community. But then they realized they didn't have to reinvent the food pickup wheel. Someone was already doing it well and willing to partner.
Food Rescue US. They're a nationwide food rescue delivery service that has a website and a mobile app that they continuously update. Before the pandemic, our operations were kind of crazy. And as sometimes startup student organizations go, we had a lot of things going on at a time. And if KJ Singh is listening, she's the one that was personally texting all volunteers, where to go, what to do. And that was we had at the maximum, I want to say at least 7 or 8 food drops going on. Enter Food Rescue US. They have this really sleek, like this great app, and they have dozens of volunteer postings every day once they came in Detroit, especially with Whole Foods, because that's one of the largest grocers in the area.
Food Rescue US and Detroit Feedback Loop are still partners in food pickups to this day. If you go on Detroit Feedback Loop's website, you'll find a link to join their group chat and how to sign up for Food Rescue US.
I like that it's picking up from places from like Whole Foods, because that's something that would be typically inaccessible to a lot of people that you're giving the food to. So they have the opportunity to have this product that maybe they wouldn't otherwise.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. One of the Wayne State ones that we have done historically is the Starbucks in the student center. We'll have their frozen pastries and breakfast sandwiches. When we go to drop it off, a lot of times the recipients of the food, they get all excited for the, because it really is, well, technically Starbucks is frozen, but a lot of times this is great, nutritious, fresh food that would have totally been wasted. And it's going to kitchens and people that can get the food out to the community.
Another thing I want to mention about Food Rescue US while you're running to your computer to sign up, it's in 24 states and 46 locations in the US, and it's a very simple sign-up process. If it's not available in your area, Ryan says don't fret, they're often looking to expand, and if you show that there's available help, you might be the start of change in your community.
Especially with such a great organization like Food Rescue US that, set up an office in Detroit and really helped us to shift some of the responsibility. We really want to keep Detroit Feedback Loop like a platform for students to be able to, develop their leadership skills or to, bring what you're good at or bring what you enjoy to the organization and, grow in whatever direction that may be. Over the years, we've had a lot of students that are very interested in like advocacy and education. And so we partnered with the C2 Pipeline.
The Wayne State C2 Pipeline is a community learning program through the university, funded by the Michigan Department of Education. It connects K through 12 students in Metro Detroit with learning opportunities in the STEM genre.
They have these like field trip days where they'll bus in, hundreds of high school students, like basically like a whole conference where we, help develop the vocabulary in students about, food waste and food insecurity, the statistics about, how much food is being wasted, and the well-known fact that just the amount of food that's wasted in the business sector is enough to feed everybody that faces food insecurity.
Sounds to me like that's a bunch of young food fixers being cultivated. Exciting! Another event that Detroit Feedback Loop does with the kids is their PB&J Day, which is different from what you're thinking if you pictured a whole day of eating as many peanut butter and jellies as possible. They basically just rally the high school students to make hundreds of lunch bags and write little letters to be donated to people in the community. So you do more than just pick up and drop off. Tell me about the other events you hold throughout the year.
Most recently, we have been, and this is where I have been, I guess, the most involved. Most recently, we've been involved in advocating and funding urban agriculture.
So like urban gardens, what kind of urban agriculture?
Well, actually, I would say that our urban agriculture groups that we work with are expanded a little bit past the community garden, just in terms of scale. So in Detroit, there has been, you know, without giving the whole history of Detroit, there was a great flight out of the city, decades of population decline, and then you know, lots of vacant buildings. In the past couple of decades, there has been an effort to, you know, blight a lot of the old houses. And so there's just a ton of vacant land in Detroit. And, you know, we have community leaders that are buying up some of the land and turning it into, you know, urban agriculture. So, you know, you'll have a block where, you know, there's a couple of people live there and they've bought multiple parcels all around them, and they have vegetables here, more vegetables there. You got the potatoes around the corner. So the scale of our, you know, urban agriculture efforts is a little bit larger than a community garden.
This brings a whole new meaning to the word greenhouse. I like the idea of a different veggie for every room. I definitely put the root vegetables in the attic and tomatoes in the toilet.
When we try and get volunteers out on Tuesdays or Saturdays to, I should say the name of the organization we've been working with, Deeply Rooted Produce. Most recently, I guess this will be our first announcement. We haven't made it on our page yet, but, you know, I can, you know, breaking news, we have provided funding for a shipping container so they can store their tools at one of their properties.
Detroit Feedback Loop both invests and organizes volunteering in these community gardens. This was all brought on by the first recipients of the Future Leaders in Food Equity Scholarship, offered through Detroit Feedback Loop, which funds two Wayne State students who are dedicated to this cause. So Natalie and Aubrey are currently focused on building the community gardens, and they're leading groups of Detroit Feedback Loop volunteers in this also.
I never asked when Detroit Feedback Loop was founded.
So our very first food rescue event took place on March 3rd, 2017. That was from the Wayne State Towers Cafeteria to Detroit Rescue Mission Ministries.
What are you hoping for in the next year or so for Detroit Feedback Loop?
In the next year or so, specifically, I think what's next for Detroit Feedback Loop is seeking more varied opportunities for our volunteers, for our community. And I think I personally would like to see, because I work in a high school, I'd like to see some sort of official programming that we have, materials that we can either present ourselves or to, you know, have just resources available on our website for, you know, teachers or people that want to have a lesson on food security or food insecurity or food waste or urban agriculture or any of the determinants that lead to better environment or better health.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
There is one specific call to action that we would like to promote. You can take the DFL Food Ambassador Pledge. It's just an intentional statement to, you know, be mindful of food waste and food insecurity, and a verbal online commitment to, you know, being somebody who pushes the cause in the positive direction, no matter what magnitude. To reiterate, Detroit Feedback Loop, whether it's Detroit or not, whether it's Wayne State or not, has been a platform to empower students, you know, specifically with reducing food waste and reducing food insecurity, that when it comes to either, you know, if you want to be in contact with our organization or what you want to bring to your own school, really just taking the time to think of, like, what, you know, what is it that I want to do and what is it that I'm good at, and then applying that to the problem or applying that to the situation that you're in, you'd be surprised at how great the results can be.
Everyone has something to offer in the fight for a better food system. And I, for one, am even more impassioned after hearing about a student-led group making such an impact. Well, folks, that's all I got for you today. Thank you so much to Ryan for talking to me. Definitely check out Detroit Feedback Loop and Food Rescue US. All the links will be in the pod description. Thank you to the Freezer Bees and their sweet, sweet tunes. And thank you to the Knight Center for giving me a chance to use my abilities to bring awareness to food issues that need to be fixed. I appreciate you tuning in. I will catch you next time. I've been your host, Anna Lee Evans.